From the Transcona Skids to the West End Punks, this is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Mike and Chris are two princes, like each other a lot. One day they decided they should give radio a shot.
On CKUW
95.9 FM, Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Tell some jokes, inspire folks to truly harness in.
And if you haven't heard the show, well, where the heck you been?
Are you giving your 10%?
Mechanism today.
Where'd you go? It's coming up.
The best part of the show is that nobody's listening, so we can say most anything.
Welcome to Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. I am Chris.
I'm Micah.
We are here today because it's Wednesday at 10:30, and that's what it is. And you are here today because you got nothing better to do on a Winnipeg Wednesday night. It's just sad.
Did you get your water?
Oh, thank you for the water, Hambone.
Yeah, you bet.
I got a water in my hand. Micah has water on the table.
Yeah.
He doesn't like holding things.
You can put it on that little...
I like holding things. Okay. It's a thing. There's, I love it.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. I love holding things. Things are good to hold.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I held something the other day, and I was like, wow.
Oh, what was that?
Well, I don't even remember. It wasn't that... It didn't leave a lasting impact, but I remember really liking holding things.
Okay.
And now I just never want to let go of anything. I want to have something in my hand at all times. So I've been picking my nose a lot. Which, you know, that's having my hand in something as opposed to having something in my hand, but, you know, it's the only socially acceptable thing you can do nowadays. Remember when you used to be able to hold all the things and just nobody would ever get mad? You can't even hold a pizza pocket anymore without people being like, that's segregation.
Well, pizza pockets were invented by immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And as a non-immigrant myself, if I'm eating pizza pockets,
mm-hmm.
that's appropriation.
Yeah. Which is a shame.
Or wait, no, sorry, it was pizza pops that were invented in Winnipeg.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Ottawa anyway, so even if it was pizza pops in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
It would still be appropriation from Winnipeg culture, because
right.
I'm from Ottawa.
Yeah.
And it's just better to be from Ottawa. I'm surrounded by death. You know, I just think soon I'm just going to go and be someone else's peripheral. Death. That's what it's all about. You slowly get older and you just feel death closing in around you, taking mm-hmm. the form of everyone you've yeah. ever loved.
Yeah. They don't have to worry about what we think.
Yeah. They're probably in a better place. Probably just looking down at us, laughing.
Like, finally understanding what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
Being like, holy crap, you guys are dumb.
Yeah. They probably wish that they, you know, they probably want to shake us and ask us that very question.
They would, yeah.
I think they should be allowed. I think everyone should be allowed
to say,
"Hey,
why are you so dumb?"
Yeah, or even just ask if I am dumb, so that I can be like, "Yes, yes, ancient death spirit, I am," and then they can rest finally because they don't have to. Because I'm sure they have a lot of stress right now, out in the ether, just.
I would, if somebody asked me, are you dumb, I would say yes.
Yeah.
Not because I think I'm, like, low in intelligence, but in many ways I am. Like, I think that would be the more nuanced way to look at that question. 'Cause, like, everybody is lacking intelligence in some area. Mm-hmm. So therefore, everybody is an idiot or dumb or whatever you want to say. So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I couldn't figure out how to end that thought.
Great, that's pretty dumb.
Pretty dumb. Are you dumb?
Yeah, I'm super dumb.
In what way?
Every way.
Well, that was kind of smart.
Yeah.
Because
I know.
You're not.
Yeah.
And it made me want to help you.
Yeah.
In this conversation. And I think that's what you wanted.
I always want help. I could buy a little help from my friends.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. I get by with a little help from my group of dads.
Oh, it's good to have a group of dads.
Yeah, they're not my dads.
No.
They're just a group of guys that are dads that I... And they say... They call me their son.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday we went hunting through the garbage.
Are they raccoons?
They left me there, and when I called them the next day, they said, "Son, did you make it through the night?" And I said, "Yeah." And they said, "You're blessed." So, and then there was this one time when we were gonna go for ice cream, mm-hmm. and then they had this other son, Riley.
Okay.
And like he was so cool. They were constantly like patting him on the back. They were giving him Harley t-shirts and stuff. And like showing him how to do hair grease.
Oh, nice.
And they let him ride the motorcycles.
Ugh.
Because the dads have motorcycles. And then
motorcycle dads.
I got to eat a raw potato. And they said, "This is good."
Yeah.
And I ate it and I didn't. I wasn't sure. Like, I ate it. It tasted kind of weird. But then I was thinking... Then they're like, "No, you just don't know what good food is."
Oh.
And I was eating it. And I liked it, I think.
That's good. I'm power to you for being able to like it. I think your motorcycle dads, though, are abusive. Or have a favorite, for sure. They definitely prefer Riley, I think. Which I guess he's so cool.
Yeah.
And cool is like the most important
thing. And they're always like, "Put on your straps." That's their catchphrase that they say to me. So anyways, I don't know. It's fun.
Yeah.
I got my group of dads. Riley, and then there's one named Cadence.
Oh.
And
it's really unfortunate.
He can play saxophone.
Oh.
Like, he's actually not that good.
No. Oh, but he can play it.
But he can play it, and, like, they just think it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they think he's, like, Bill Clinton or something. And Bill Clinton is very cool.
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah.
He was a president once, you know. But only once.
Yeah. And, yeah. I mean... So if you look at it like that, Donald Trump has been the president twice?
Yeah.
Like in two... Has anyone else ever done that?
I don't think it... I think somebody did back in like the 1800s, actually.
So he's the first... He's basically an unprecedented president.
Yeah, the unprecedented.
I mean, I think we should look at metrics like that, like... Like, you can't measure things by, like, what people feel about them.
No.
So, how else are you going to measure it? Right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could take a break.
Yeah. Measure on, Big Daddy.
I'll take my measuring stick and show you a real rumpus time.
There's no I in measure, but there is a me.
There's also no I in rumpus.
There is no I in rumpus.
Well, there's an I in time, but time's not real.
No, time is a flat circle.
And I am not real.
None of us are real. We are just non-reality. And until you realize that...
Breathe on, Padre.
Breathe on.
We're the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Oof. Back I think.
Yeah, Jack, I just gotta turn off my fan.
You can... Some fans never turn off. There will always be fans, no matter what you do. And those are the ones you'd want to carry around with you in your pocket. I like to keep a fan in my pocket for every time it gets too hot. I have it morning, noon, and night. I haven't had to use it in a few months. But I have it, just in case. Because you never know. You never know when it'll be just too hot.
Too hot for what?
For you to not go around without a fan.
Hmm. What kind of fan do you have in your pocket?
It's a little Frigidaire fan.
Really?
No.
Oh.
It's a Dollarama one. And it's okay. It does a little spinny spin. And I go, boom, boom, boom. And it goes, boom, boom, boom.
Are you reading texts while we're on the air?
Yeah, I got a note from my bank to say, hey, reminder, you have a meeting tomorrow to talk about giving you all the money.
Deal with that stuff later. Phones, sorry. Like, this is, okay, so I gave 2 weeks notice at this place I work at. Part of the reason is because of phones.
Yeah?
Yeah. And it's not even people's faults. It's like, they've designed the perfect delivery system for completely captivating our brains.
Yeah.
And by captivating, I don't mean like captivating like you're watching Peter Pan or something.
Love
and,
that
and you're just captivated. Or yeah. Hook. You know, that was captivating.
Oh, man. Hook was the greatest movie of all time. Rufio!
Yeah, I loved that movie. Couldn't make it now.
Nope.
I she probably could, just say that about it. No, they wouldn't. They wouldn't be able to make it now because they can't make any good movies anymore.
Well, they wouldn't be able to make it now because it wouldn't make $300 million in the box office. So, therefore, you can't even make the movie now.
There are still good movies coming out.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, and don't take this as a dig or anything. You're really not that bad. But, like, I'm bad, too. It's like, these things are, like, you go to the mall or something.
Yep.
And
They have charging ports now at the mall.
Yeah, and everybody that's working at a kiosk or a stand, like, they're just on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it really has, I think that there's, like, a board of directors for the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just been sitting around since the beginning of money, talking about how can we ensnare everybody.
Yeah.
And they've really done it.
They did it.
They really did it.
And it's so great. Humanity is reaching all its goals. America is reaching all the goals from the 1990s.
Yeah, because Bill Clinton was only president once.
Yep. But they needed a guy who was president twice to be able
twice.
To do it all and be like, you know what? I don't even care.
Yeah. So that's good news.
Call me Kuwaiti.
Anyways. Who cares?
Nobody. That's who. I'm going to try one of these Bobcats.
Now, we're eating lots of candy here.
Yeah, we're very snacky. I don't like Sour Patch Kids.
Is candy considered a snack?
I don't know. That's a whole other beast of burden.
They're really good.
Yeah. I don't mind breaking my diet for these little guys.
You're doing a diet?
No. But if I was... Like, I'm wanting to do a diet. I'm wanting to eat a calorie deficit. I'm never going to.
How about,
I'd like to fit normal size clothes again.
Well,
have only, like, have less than 2 X's before my L's. At least.
Well, I don't know, man. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't even know. I love food.
Yeah.
But then I don't actually know if I do sometimes, because it's like, why am I eating this right now? I'm already full. And then I'm just like, I'm abusing myself.
Yeah.
And then I think that there's some drive built into me to self-destruct. I mean, I know with people who are who would consider themselves substance or alcohol addicts, like myself, like how I consider myself, I think that drive is more noticeable or more present or something. But, like, I think that's a drive that's in a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all going to die anyways.
Thank the Lord.
That's so crazy, though. Like, that's not, and that's not, I'm not being one of those people that's like, you know those people that are like really fit?
Yeah.
In like their brain, too?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, but they're also judgmental.
Yeah.
And they're like, life is such a gift. How could you ever want to die? And like someone, you know, someone kills himself and they're like, I have no sympathy for that person because life is a gift. But at the same time, like, it is wild.
Shot that gift horse in the mouth.
It is wild that, like, we get to taste candy.
Yeah.
We get to make love. We get to make music. We get to, you know, pick out a really nice shampoo. Yeah. We get to go for walks. Like, walking is cool.
Yeah.
We have architecture and books. Like, all these things are so amazing.
Yeah.
But, like, most of us just sit there being like, next, next, until there's nothing.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? And, like, I get it. Some people are insanely depressed and they don't know how to function. And, like, I completely understand that. You know, I'm full of anxiety all the time, you know? Getting through the day is like, I did it.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because, like, life is pretty cool. At least it should be.
Mm-hmm.
I understand why people don't want to live, but it's just sad that we even have those conditions.
Yeah.
On this planet.
Cobb TV. Watch your life make sense.
All of the children are being called to be as one again. And where one desire that cannot be filled unless we come back again, where we will be one in a brand. There's a brand new world where the brand new world, with no more concealment, all shall be revealed with the hand that will lead us back again, where we will be one. And freedom will no longer bleed. We will cleave unto thee again, and your light will lead us to the brand new world. There's a brand new world where the brand new world.
it could be so easy for the world to be so good for everyone.
Yep. We have to start listening to Elon Musk.
Yes, Elon has all the answers. Our king and leader.
I do think the public kind of pushed him to where he's at, though.
I mean, yeah.
Like, if all these people are saying, you're the worst, I hate you, and you're rich and out of touch with what being a everyday person with, you know, $50,000 maybe is like, you know, you're probably going to go crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, if an entire populace is like, we don't like you, and these other people are like, yeah, you're fine with us.
Yeah.
You're one of our heroes. You're rich. You're going to switch over to the people who like you.
Yeah.
A man is a lot more attractive to the girl who likes him than the girl with long legs.
What?
A man would be more attracted to a person who likes him as opposed to someone...
Oh, like the long legs, as in like long legs Louise or whatever. Yeah, like some kind of...
Some hottie who pays him no interest.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But isn't that like...
He's going... last year he...
Do you like the Bobcats, by the way?
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
He made a baby with a lady named Ashley.
Okay.
And at first, he was just hiding her away and,
Doesn't he have 12 kids by now?
He has like a million kids. Man produces.
He sure produces.
Yeah. There's a reason why he's,
the greatest man alive.
Greatest man alive. He just produces. If you're ever out there wondering, I need someone to produce, who do I call? Elon. He produces and produces again. And then he reproduces. He doesn't stop
producing the new Charlie XCX album.
Yes.
It's called true. Fart.
That's going to be his... Yeah, that's his next child's name. And...
Yep.
Yeah. So previously he had disowned the child and the mother. But then the mother, A, she mentioned that it happened. So he had to acknowledge it.
Mm-hmm.
And B...
I like how you said B.
B. Either. She apologized for a previous... Because I guess she's had a change of heart now and is not transphobic. But she made a transphobic slur in the past. And then she apologized for it recently.
Mm-hmm.
And now Elon Musk wants to take custody of the child because he doesn't think the child... I guess because he doesn't think the child is fit to be raised by someone who is not a transphobe. Or feels the need to apologize.
How much of this do you think is just some narrative that people want to
have? I mean, the facts are there.
Oh, so these are actual things that they said?
Yeah. Well, he didn't outright say...
See?
He didn't outright say because the child...
Maybe that's what you just want to think.
I mean, put two and two together. Follow the money. Follow the chemtrails.
There could be many other reasons.
Brian Epstein didn't kill himself.
How did he die again?
A drug overdose. He pretty much did.
That's right. I was trying to remember how that... Yeah. The other day. Yeah, so like... Yeah, but... I'm not trying to defend anybody here, but like... I think that there's just so much ignorance and just wanting to... And, like, bias, confirmation bias, and, like, wanting to hear what you want to hear
mm-hmm.
from everybody. So, like... So this person said a transphobic thing, and then they went back on it.
Yeah, so years ago they said a transphobic thing.
Right.
And it came up. And she apologized for that previously.
How long ago did she say this?
Apparently years. And that's when he fell in love with her. Or not fell in love with her necessarily, but got it up for her.
Right. And then...
And then...
And then recently she apologized for it, and then a little while after that, he was asking for the kid back.
Now he wants the kid back, because the kid can't be raised by someone who'd apologize for such a thing. But
did he say that?
No, he didn't use those words exactly.
So do you see how it's possible that people want to believe something?
But how? Why else would he want a child?
There could be many reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that that's not his motive. I'm just saying that it's quite possible that
it's just silly that it could be.
Is it silly that it could be, or is it silly that it could be, or is it silly that people are assuming something because they want to think a thing about somebody? Like,
it's silly that it could be. Like, I wouldn't put it past him. Like, the fact that he could say that and believe it, that would be something he'd do.
Right.
It's pretty wild.
The truth about this whole thing is, though, I don't care. Because I don't know this guy. I don't know his kid. I don't know his partner or ex-partner.
You probably know one of his kids. You don't even know it.
I'm just saying, it doesn't affect my life.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Maybe it would be upsetting if I was trans. But at the same time, I think that if I was trans, I'd have other things in my community to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
And not what this bad man may or may not have been motivated by.
Yeah.
But I can't speak for a community. I'm just saying, I don't see how this has any relevance for anybody.
It's just fun.
I know. But do you see what I'm getting at, though? Yeah. How it's like, we're so concerned about what somebody said, how someone may or may not feel. But it's not even really about that. It's just about everybody being mad about something, because we're all actually just upset that we're addicted to our phones.
Yeah.
And we're projecting it onto others and furthering the machine and continuing to enhance the need for slavery by being slaves ourselves. So
only it's slaves.
What's that?
The whole world, this whole world that we live in was built on the backs of
slavery. It's true. Slavery. And it continues to be the case.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think when something's rotten from the inception, it's never going to be good. So the minerals that are found in phones are gathered or like mined in conditions where people are paid very little. And then we're using these things. So it's like the inception of it mirrors the use of it.
Yeah.
And like we're never happy. No. So we get mad about people we don't even know. We're worried about things, about somebody thinking something about us that we're never going to meet.
Yeah.
And it's all just making everybody agitated.
Yeah.
So, see, I'm agitated right now.
I know. You've never seen you this agitated.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, I know.
And also, if people are offended genuinely by any of those things that are going on, there's no problem with that either. People are allowed to be upset about the things they're upset about. It's just for me personally, none of that actually affects my life, you know? I guess you could say that the things going on in the States affect my life because of taxes or something, but I think we should just focus more anger onto Mark Carney.
Yeah, that guy has been having it easy. Elbows in, Canada. The real enemy is in the house.
Yeah.
Polyev was right.
I hope someone tunes in right now. Pierre Polyev is my hero.
He is such a great guy.
I love him so much. We're the Two Princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. Yeah, so I hope that you tuned in about like 10 seconds just right before that last song. Mm-hmm. Did you find anything else about your favorite band?
No.
Oh.
No updates. Mr. Droz has went into hiding. But I ultimately blame the patriarchy, so...
I blame the matriarchy.
The matriarchy, yeah.
Yeah.
It's back. We live in a matriarchal society. A shadow matriarchal government.
Yeah.
Has been running everything
Oprah has been running everything.
You know, they've always said that men were the head of the family, but, like, women are the necks, you know?
Well, no, but this is always how it's been done, right? So, guys just need a space where they can sit around talking and sounding important and get the validation they deserve, mm-hmm. even if it's just their wife going, mm-hmm. And yep. They just sit around talking and talking, and then the women folk are making the real choices. So, yes, it's a shadow matriarch society.
Shadow and matriarchy.
And we need to stop it.
Mm-hmm. And they've tricked us.
Because men are taller than women.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, this is how you measure stuff.
Mm-hmm.
By actual numbers, if you are taller, you're better.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's just as simple as that.
It can't be denied. Who's closer to God? Who absolutely exists up in heaven? Not here. Just up in heaven. Just chilling, watching us as we just destroy whatever this is that we're on right now. You know that Uranus is a gas giant?
What?
Did you know that Uranus is a gas giant? That's funny to me.
That is funny.
Yeah. Oh, I got distracted there. But yeah. This is the end, folks.
You want some crackers?
I want nothing.
You just want candy?
I just want to eat my feelings.
Yeah, what are you feeling?
I don't know. I'm feeling like I need candy.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that I could supply some for you. I'm
appreciative of your supply of candy and almost an entire box of 2-bite brownies.
Yeah. What, Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I'm eating all your stuff.
That's okay, man.
I think my kid got busted for cheating.
Your son?
In school.
Did he use AI?
No, he used his friend.
Hmm. Your kid is using friends?
They're doing his homework for him. He's copying their homework.
Did you talk to him?
I mean, what's there to say? Computer science. If he could just pass, that'd be nice. But now he might get suspended, so who knows? Or expelled.
You want me? I'll talk to him. He can be mad at me.
Yeah, no, it's okay. And it's just like, oh no. Oh no, my little homie. What have you done?
I mean, I cheated in school.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it, I lived a lot of my life being dishonest. Eventually I got tired of it.
Yeah?
I'm not saying I'm perfect, but, like, I think, that was a big reason why I stopped drinking. Because I was, like, just in denial about it being a good way to live.
Yeah.
And, yeah. People are dishonest about things all the time. I think he's a good kid, you know? Mm. I think what we should do, though, is, you know, like, when he's sleeping over at his mom's house, we can wear some masks.
Yep.
And we can get some tasers. Like, not like the light kind of tasers.
Okay.
Like the ones that are just kind of like we'll have it set to really low.
Yeah.
So we'll give his mom and her partner, we'll tase them. And then we'll take Greer and tie him to the bed with his sheet and beat him with some bars of soap in a gunny sack.
That seems right. Seems that'll do exactly what it needs to.
And then we'll say, this is what happens when you cheat in math. And we're going to say in math, even though it wasn't math.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, well, I didn't cheat in math, so I can keep cheating in computer science, and it didn't work.
That's how it always goes.
The hell is a gunny sack? It sounded cool.
It does sound cool.
Sounds cool.
Yeah.
Come here, man.
How are you?
You need ice cream, man.
I need something. I need a lobotomy. I need to, like, remove my brain.
Your work has really been rough, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
People are just awful.
Like, has it gone to the point where you just don't understand what the point of humanity is?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's so depressing, dude.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know, I'm tired of my job being just to get yelled at by people.
Yeah. Like, you're just taking abuse for 8 hours a day. Yeah. And, like, if you serve it back to them too hard, you could get fired.
Yeah. It's just like, meh.
And, like, maybe there's, like, 1 out of 100 people you could, like, say something to that might do something, but generally not, right?
And then, yeah. And I always end up taking it out on someone who, you know...
doesn't deserve it?
Probably. Like, one of my biggest issues is when every question that you ask me that I answer, every time I answer, I have to repeat, you make me repeat myself.
Mm.
Like, how long will it be? It won't be long. What? Huh? Like, those are people I end up...
just remember those...
destroying.
But those are the people that probably don't even mean to do it.
I know they don't mean to, but it's like, that's why I just think I should be able to ask them one simple question.
But you can't, you know.
I'm not allowed.
If you're taking that kind of crap all day, eventually you're going to lose it on somebody. It's just going to happen. And whether they mean it or not, it's just going to happen. And nobody should have to be in a situation where that's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what really works for me?
What?
When I need to explain something to somebody, I clap when I say it. Why aren't you listening to me?
Yeah.
My uncle, my choice. We're the two princes on CKEW 95.9 FM. We're playing Manitoba.
That really got me. I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Yeah.
don't come. See me ride the ride by my side. The total disgrace, this at the face. It must be a race. The best thing I can do is run.
All right, Boombox 319 wants to be my friend. Isn't that exciting?
Who's that?
I don't know.
I love it.
Wants to be my friend.
I love that for
me too. Hopefully, it's just a personified boombox. It's just got like a big 2-speaker head going along, and it's just walking. I can just pat it on the hair, and it'll just press play.
And the whole time, it's just like it's just talking to you.
Yeah,
and it's just trying to defend Mel Gibson. It's like, you know, Mel Gibson said some rough stuff, but he made Braveheart.
Yeah.
And it just keeps saying that over and over again. And then it claps its antenna on the ground and says, Mel Gibson made Braveheart.
Why aren't you loving him?
Yeah. That's all your boombox is going to do. It's just going to be saying that stuff.
It's going to be a Mel Gibson apologist.
Yeah, that's right.
The apologia to Mel Gibson.
Haribo!
I'm
going to try some of these now. Did you open this one?
Yeah.
Nice.
I did. You can tell.
Okay, it's been sitting around for a while. Mmm. These things are so good.
Yeah, gummy bears are the best.
I love the, like, you start chewing on into it. And then it's just kind of like, what's happening? It's sort of hard and kind of boring. And then all of a sudden, boom, something happens.
Yeah.
And it's just,
it's weird how hard Haribo are. Or Haribo are. Like, the gummy bears? I never, like, they're consistently harder than, like, the cheap dollars, like, the dollar one, like, the cheap ones. Yet you pay more for Haribo, and it's like, I would much rather have a perennially soft gummy bear.
They're all natural ingredients.
Is that the thing?
I read it.
Okay.
Yes, this is part of our show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they might be. No gelatin.
Well, yeah, but gelatin is made from pigs.
Oh, yeah.
Bones.
Yeah, there are no ridiculous amounts of, like,
so, basically, it's health food.
Yeah. It's like mayo. It's a whole food.
It is. I love that stuff.
So that's why.
You know what's weird? When you hear about people talking about a low fat diet in this day and age?
Yeah.
Cause like, okay, remember when we were growing up in the '90s?
Best decade.
It was so cool. Except that one song by The Offspring that I heard today on the radio that sucks.
Which one?
Hit 'em right between the eyes.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
that's a worse. But other than that, I don't even. Yeah, I think no, that might have been from the 2000s.
Yeah, that feels like 2000s Offspring.
Yeah. Anyway, so when we were growing up, there was all this low fat diet stuff going on. Like, I think basically there's always some ploy to take us away from food. And like, but it has to switch up. Like, it can't be the same thing forever. So nowadays it's like we're still on the train that diet drinks are okay for the most part.
Yeah.
And like there's been a lot of research, but they just kind of ignore it because it has no sugar. And yes, like what we're doing right now, eating all this candy, it's making me feel energized.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's calories. People forget that calories are just it's a unit of energy.
Yeah. So any way that you get your calories.
Yeah. The more calories you get, the more energy you get.
Have you ever had diet candy?
No.
They'd make that.
Oh.
Isn't that sad?
It is sad.
Isn't that sad and pathetic?
Yeah.
Listen to me. You do not try this. Okay. it's basically wretched horse crap.
I can only imagine.
So, yeah, it's just, like, but anyways, there's always some, like, the low sugar, like, you know, cutting down sugar, like, that is solid. Like, Steve Jobs died because he only ate fruit. So.
Yeah.
And
there's more sugar in a glass of grape juice than a can of Coke.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the same sized grape, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why wine is so good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I mean, sorry, not good, but like that's why it's easy to make wine out of grapes.
Yeah.
Grape
mustard.
Yeah. But, yeah, so in the 90s, they were trying to talk about low fat. Remember all that? There was like those snackables. They even had that, that fake oil that like made everybody crap their pants.
Oh, yeah.
Like those Alestra chips.
Yeah.
And it's like people, and that's the thing too. It's like, oh, I can eat as much of this stuff as I want. Like, have you ever drank diet soda?
Yeah.
Have you ever drank like a lot of it? Like, because a person's like, well, there's no sugar, it's healthy. And then you drink like 2 liters of this stuff?
No.
Okay.
I've only done 2 liters of the.
Yeah, but
I'm down 2 liters of the sugar stuff all the time.
Yeah, but when you drink 2 liters of regular Pepsi, yes, it like makes your liver explode. But like the feeling that you have afterwards, it feels it's still a natural crash. Like you don't feel like you feel like if you have that much sugar, you're gonna feel a bit weird. But it's still like it's a feeling you recognize because it's sugar and your body understands that. When you drink, like, 1 liter or 2 liters of diet soda, you feel weird in a whole different way.
Oh, yeah?
Like, your stomach feels kind of weird. That's all I could remember.
Oh.
Yeah. Felt like I was going to go somewhere.
And you drank so much because, like, it's low sugar. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's when I was drinking it. Well, I was actually hungover. It was when I worked at Olive Garden.
Mm.
And I would drink, I would drink diet soda when I got there. Because my buddy Steve was telling me about Diet Coke, and he said it was cool.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Did anybody ever die from an orgasm?
I mean, I think that happened in one of the James Bond movies.
Really?
Yeah. Well, and I think Goldeneye. It might have been Goldeneye.
Pussy galore?
Yeah, I think so. One of the bad women, like, she would, like, as in the evil...
yeah.
Not all women are bad. N-A-W, not all women. One of them, they would have intercourse. They would intercourse a man to death. And there were like four different times it happened. They tried to do it to James Bond, but James Bond was like, I'm too good for that.
Like, oh, but it wasn't an orgasm. It was just like boning them so hard that they ran out of it. Like,
yeah, I think so.
It was like a cardio. Their heart exploded.
Oh, is that what it was? Good for her.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be some.
That'd be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be wild, powerful sex, you know?
Yeah.
It'd just be so wild and powerful.
So wild and powerful. Such sex.
Just such wild and powerful sex. The kind of sex you could die... It's sex to die for.
Sex to die for.
Yeah. We're the two princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah.
Floating on a stream, a wallaby sits next to a grasshopper as they both lament the death of honesty. Have you read Murakami?
I have one of his books. Apparently he's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading Kafka on the Shore right now.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, I've heard he's one of the best writers.
Yeah.
I have this Norwegian Wood book.
Nice. I hear that was a good one,
too. I've been meaning to read it for like a year.
You should read it. He's so good.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I might like him better than... I might like him better than Vonnegut, who is the best, who I like the most.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. It's close. He definitely puts Vonnegut on a run for his money with this one.
There are writers I like better than Kurt Vonnegut. I've read a lot of his stuff. I do like him a lot. That's just my take. That's my
What writers do you like better than?
I like Ernest Hemingway. I think I might like Charles Bukowski better.
What?
Yeah. He's great.
It's wild.
Yeah, but like I've read his stuff again from the lens of someone. Not a ton of it, but yeah. like you know, when I was a kid, basically, I was reading this stuff and thinking it was so cool, and being like, "Oh yeah, I'm a man's man," and it's like romanticizing all the dumb stuff about it that you do in your 20s.
Yeah, thinking, I guess I read Bukowski when I was like 40, and I'm like, well, he's okay with words.
Yeah, I don't know if I like him better than... No, but I really did. I always did like him.
Yeah.
Hemingway
is very good. I'll accept that. I'll accept that.
What else? I don't know. Those are just the two people that came to my mind.
Nice.
The two other old dead white men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about the old dead white men. Nobody writes novels like those old dead white men. Except for Murakami.
And Sylvia Plath was really good. Yeah. She's an old dead white woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The matriarchy. I can't read any woman authors because of the matriarchy.
I had to throw that in there to let everybody know that I have read some women.
Oh. I have not.
Really?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Mm.
I read Celine, so for the longest time I thought I had read a woman author. But it turns out their name is Louis Ferdinand Celine and not Celine Dion. Because I only knew of one Celine. But people have different names, apparently. I thought that for about a week. And then I was like, oh...
I think there was a time when I thought that, and don't fault me for this. I think when I was young, I thought that Bukowski, Kerouac, these are these hardcore dudes.
Yeah.
And being a man's man, makes them somehow adds to their quality.
Yeah.
As a writer. I don't think that's true.
No.
I think there's good writing from all types of people. Except that group of dads. They tried to write a book together. Oh. It wasn't very good.
As soon as a group of writers as soon as a group of dads try to write one book, it becomes a thing. It's like too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And they're all just making craft dinner every day. Maybe some boiled peas and carrots to go alongside their craft dinner. Because that's what dads make. For dinner.
Yeah.
Every day. Oh, man, I was reading Albert Camus.
Yeah.
He talks about, he talks about novels and stuff, and he in one of his books, he fancies himself a literary critic, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And the entire thing is I hate modern American literature.
Okay.
Which was just at the time that it was just that was when it was the Beatnik guys.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he just went off for a good 10 pages on just why American literature is not as, is terrible and is not even a novel.
Well, here's... okay.
Not even when you compare it to the Russians.
People, go out of their way to classify things and stay away from things. It's like just like how it's dumb that I would be like 20 thinking that I can only read old dead white guys. It's also dumb to be like, I can't read old dead white guys.
Well, that time you can only read old dead white guys because right. they were Russian. He couldn't, because back then those were his contemporaries.
I'm just saying, it all these labels and these identities and that we put on things, like, it would almost be better if we didn't know who wrote anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so we didn't have any association.
But then how would we know
who we could talk about with adoration?
Yeah, how do we know who we like if nobody's there to tell us who we like?
We know what we like.
Do we, though?
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if something is well known enough to be published and put out there, chances are someone's going to like it. I'm glad that you're still reading, though. It's like, I'm always kind of reading a book.
Yeah.
But, like, it takes me a long time.
Yeah. This Kafka on the Shore is a page burner.
Cool.
Page turner. I've read, like, 220 pages in 3 days.
Wow.
Halfway done my book.
But, yeah, I don't think anybody should base their taste on, like, how someone looks or identifies in one way or another. Because, like, you know, people go to university and they think they're supposed to think a certain way. And maybe before that they didn't.
Yeah.
And then, like, yeah, when I was younger, there was stuff that I liked. And then maybe later on I was like, maybe there's some issues with that stuff. And then later on I look at it and I'm like, oh yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Who cares?
What a day. What's on your Facebook feed lately?
I don't go on Facebook.
Oh yeah, you got out. That's so exciting.
I mean, every once in a while I look at it for like a second.
Yeah.
And then like occasionally I'll like heart something.
Yeah.
I think I made a comment once.
Yeah.
But it's mostly just so I can go to Marketplace.
Oh yeah.
Because I want to look at stuff on there.
Yeah.
And I don't have the app, so it's like, it sucks to use it.
Yeah.
When it's on your phone, it feels like I'm back to having the BlackBerry Razor or whatever.
You have to use Gmail, or you have to use Chrome, or I guess Safari.
Yeah.
Safari.
Yeah. So. No, it's really great. I'm not worried about what somebody thinks about me that I'm never gonna meet.
Yeah.
That was a lot of what was
happening.
It's like I feel for you, brother, because you know, you're getting a double dose. You're dealing with people at their most heightened, and they're most enraged.
Yeah.
At work, and then you're going on Facebook.
Yeah.
And dealing with the same thing.
I mean, I don't do the Facebook in the same way that you would do the that.
What do you do?
Like, I don't go into arguments on Facebook.
Neither do I.
That's silly.
When did I ever do that?
I don't know. I think you pay. I don't know.
I mostly just used to post Uncle Whiskey Breath 46 times in a row.
Which was great. You really enriched our lives.
So occasionally I would make a comment, and then I would take it down if I thought I was adding to the...
Yeah.
Because I'm better than everybody, so I don't go on Facebook anymore.
You're so much better. I'm so proud of you.
The only reason I got off Facebook is so I could tell people that I got off Facebook.
Yeah. It must be so humbling to know that you've gotten off Facebook.
It's just so humbling when I don't have Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel so humbled. It's just me living in my own skin saying...
Look how humble.
Congratulations, I'm humble.
Yeah.
And I got 2 tickets to Backpain Island if anyone wants to join.
Oh, I love Backpain Island.
We're the 2 princes on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
I'm Chris.
I'm Micah. Alright, that's about an hour.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Listener-driven radio.
Support of CKUW is provided by the West End Cultural Center, your friendly local arts nonprofit. Did you know we now offer season passes for our fall and spring seasons? It is a great deal. To reflect the city we're in, we program music from anywhere in the world and in any language because we want people to feel welcome at the West End Cultural Center and here in Winnipeg.
Shoot so clean, picking up above the winter's casualties.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM, and with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access more deals around Winnipeg.